to the third hour of the show, and you can bring up whatever you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We give you the features free, so enjoy those on us. That's freetalklive.com. I want to keep talking about the FCC rules and just share a few of them with you, just to give you some idea of how nebulous they truly are and confusing. But first, we go to your phone calls about anything. Evan is in Florida, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Evan.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, Evan? Go ahead.
I have three things to really talk about.
Okay.
I'll hit them really quickly. First thing, I just want to say thanks to you guys for, you did a story earlier this year about a college guy in school in Michigan who got popped in the chest by a cop because they thought he had weed in his place, but he didn't, and they still shot him.
And didn't they also charge him afterwards for something?
Yeah, yeah, they did, and I actually go to that school.
Really?
And it was just crazy that you did that, because it really kind of hit home for me. And there was actually some protesting by probably about 50 people outside of the living center that he lived at, but mm-hmm. nothing really became of it. I don't, you know.
Well, of course not. No, the cops are never going to enforce on themselves. They always cover for themselves.
Did he end up paying them for their bullet?
Oh, man.
That's
not good.
here's the $5 back. Sorry about the bullet.
Yeah. It broke down.
It's crazy.
Yeah, I don't think they even evacuated the building when it happened. And just, like, if I'd have been in that building, I actually did live in that building last year, but like, I'd have been out of there. Like, forget it. But I don't know.
Yeah, it was an awful story.
Yeah. The second question is, let's say hypothetically, this goes out to all three of you, Sam, you know, Mark and Ian. if the draft started and you were supposed to enlist, what would you do now?
I would not report.
Same. Yeah. I just can't do it. I'm sorry. I'm a conscientious objector.
Well, you can't use their terms, Mark, because there are certain rules that apply to conscientious objector, and odds are good you will not fall within those rules. But I would just not go along with it. I mean, they're going to send you a letter demanding that you show up in front of a draft board at a certain time, and I don't know if I would even respond.
I don't think I would. I don't see a reason to respond.
You wouldn't even flee. You would just go to jail.
No, because I believe that I would.
Wait a second here. I mean, here you go, giving the government credit, like they're looking down out of a big telescope out of the sky. These boobs can't do anything.
Well,
right.
You got to remember, Evan's younger. He's been in school, and the indoctrination's fresh on his mind.
They don't have as many bureaucrats as they do teachers at the school. So
they could come get you.
They could absolutely could. It's just not likely.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying, if I was enlisted in the draft, I wouldn't go. I'm just assuming that that's what they do, is when you don't get, you know, if you don't go, they're just going to lock you up. I mean, didn't that happen to, like, a bunch of people in the 60s and stuff?
I think that a lot of people fled in the 60s because, well, they think the government knows where they live. And I would encourage you not to tell the government too often where you live, as often, you know, as little as you can. And, you know, I don't think that they can necessarily even find you.
Get together.
If they drop by one day, you're not there. Sorry, he's not here. Then what are they going to do?
Get together with other people as well. Obviously, the Free State Project is what I would recommend that will also back you up and also be doing the same thing. I mean, one of the reasons why it makes sense to just disobey rather than run is because there are other people around here who will also disobey. So I would want to be nearby those folks. I wouldn't want to be hiding in Canada. Because Canada doesn't want you anymore, by the way. They've changed their rules about who can and who can't come in there for asylum, that sort of thing. So they are, if they find you, they will turn you over to the United States. So I'd rather just continue on doing my show, and if they decide to come after me, then I'll go to jail. Because I'm not going to go and die in some other country. Question three.
Question three.
Or issue three.
It's actually about the FCC. I actually work at my school's radio station, and mm-hmm. We were on AM, but we're trying to make the transition into FM. The problem is the FCC isn't doing anything, but that doesn't really surprise me.
You mean as far as you guys are applying for a construction permit or a license or something like that?
Yeah, but there's, I guess the catch is, like, there's only a window of this. I called them and they said a week. When I said, when is the window starting? They don't know.
Yeah.
When did it start last time? They don't know.
Yep. You'll probably be out of high school before you can even put your put the paperwork in for this station.
He's in college. You're in college, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in college.
Right. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said your high school radio
station.
I'll
be out of college, but I signed before even... Yeah.
Right. And then
they even blink.
And then by the time the paperwork comes back, which will be another half decade, then maybe they'll have their construction permit for the FM, and then you guys can move firmly into the 70s. And you know.
Yeah. That's the FCC for you.
I think you're better off going on eBay and getting one of those FM transmitters from China and just, you know, go and pirate.
But yeah, we have an online station, so, but I didn't know, like, right now we use this thing called Shoutcast. I don't know if you guys know any other good online, like, radio, internet stream.
Nope, we use Shoutcast. It's good stuff.
Okay.
Thanks for the all call right. tonight, Evan. I appreciate hearing from you. And if you get a chance, put some Free Talk Live MP3s on your school radio station, maybe during the overnights or something like that. Toll-free number here, 800-259-9231. Now, as somebody whose job it is during the daytime when I'm not at courtrooms and doing activism and things like that, whose job it is to call radio stations to get this show on more stations, I have come across my share of radio guys who are telling me of their troubles with the FCC, just from the perspective of trying to get them to move forward on some sort of application to, you know, change the signal, up the wattage, or get a new AM signal, whatever. There's various different things that these businessmen are out there trying to do, and every single step of the way, they have to go through a centralized bureaucracy. Radio is one of the most controlled, regulated, tightly regulated businesses in the entire country, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, I'm sure there are others, you know, hazardous waste or something like that are fairly tightly controlled. But radio, every move you make, man, as far as the technical side of things, your transmitter, you've got to go run by these bureaucrats, and they have no interest in doing anything quickly. And what he said about the application windows is absolutely right. If you decide that you want to go and get an AM license or an FM license, if you want to construct a new radio station, jump into the marketplace where you live and put another radio selection on the dial for people to choose, there are certain windows where they will accept applications. You'd think that, you know, for the thousands of dollars or however much money one of these application fees costs, you'd think they'd take your application 365 days a year. But no. They have a specific window of time, and as he said, good luck trying to figure out what it is. You have to be an FCC lawyer to figure these things out.
You have to be an insider, basically, even to get the information. And I think that it's more accurate, instead of calling them windows, to call them peepholes. The fact is, these things are so rare and so small that the average person just it'd be tantamount to winning the lottery. That might be an exaggeration, but you get real darn lucky to get whatever. And they don't even have paperwork. You have to create the paperwork. It's like filing.
Really?
It's like filing a lawsuit. You have to sort of create their form
for them.
Free form out for yourself.
It's amazing.
It is amazing.
So
it's
that's
amazing.
Yeah, and then once you do get the transmitter, I mean there are the approval. There are all kinds of other specifications and things that the FCC wants you to do. There's record keeping. They want you to notate what the temperature is.
The engineering of these things is just the first step. You have to do these engineering
studies,
permit study things. My God, those tens of thousands of dollars. After you've paid tens of thousands of dollars to even get the right to do the engineering study.
Right, as opposed to just taking a transmitter, finding a clear channel on the FM band, hooking an antenna into it, flipping it on, and testing the wattage to see how far it goes. I mean, what's the engineering study do? They look at the topography of the land, they look at the proposed area where the antenna is going to be, and they try to figure out what the coverage is and the interference with the surrounding stations. I mean, there's some value to knowing that stuff.
Sure.
But how about I just drive around in my car in the city and figure out where the darn signal lands when I turn the transmitter on?
Well, you don't want to step on somebody else's signal, but if you start low and work your way
up. That's what I'm saying. You find a clear channel, and you turn your transmitter on, you drive around and figure out where it goes. 800-259-9231. But that would be too easy. We need a centralized bureaucracy to tell us how these things should be done.
That's how regulation works.
Free Talk Live.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls in the chilling page turner, hailed by David Mooney, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or 2-sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country. The economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
It's Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves if you dial toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. And tonight it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website. We have a Facebook page. You can become a fan there at facebook.freetalklive.com. That's facebook.freetalklive.com.
I'm taking a new vitamin. It's called Chews for Health Super Fruit Complex. It's chewable. This facilitates digestion, and digestion, as we know, starts in the mouth. It contains goji fruit, mangosteen, acai, and nani fruit. And you can get a free week's worth of this vitamin and antioxidant all in one by calling 800-219-8874. It's 800-219-8874. You have to pay for shipping and handling, but you know, you get to try it out for free.
Toll free, 800-259-9231. The FCC, Federal Communications Commission, one of the most oppressive bureaucracies out there. I mean, they literally are restricting freedom of speech, and yet everybody just says, oh, well, we need the FCC. If we didn't have the FCC, then the radio stations be out stepping on each other out there. And I don't know. I understand that was the original intent behind the FCC, and since then they've gotten into the content regulation business. But that's the story for government programs, is
right.
That the original intent never stays. It always manifests into something else and mutates into something else, and there's new regulations and controls always being laid down.
Because they can change the rules any time.
Yeah, nothing will happen to them for it. They're appointed by the president, aren't they, the FCC guys, the commissioners? Or they're
yes.
Appointed by Congress or the president or something
president.
Like that? So there's not even a vote that you can hold over these people.
You know, and we don't need a governmental body, or at least certainly not a federal governmental body, to decide who owns property where. And I mean, you know, there are land disputes all the time.
Civil case.
Border disputes. Yeah, absolutely. People can figure these things out without a giant bureaucracy that's only going to want to grow in power and continue to regulate further and further. And I think that the Janet Jackson case is really a great example, because up until that point, radio was getting more and more risque, and television was honestly getting more and more risque. They were, they were pushing the boundaries more and more, and then the clothing mishap. What do they call that?
A nip slip.
The wardroom malfunction occurred, and then suddenly the doors slam shut. Bam, 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 bam. You know, this arbitrary situation occurs, and the FCC has a big problem with it. We're gonna crack down. They begin handing out fines to people, for, you know, like Howard Stern, Bubba the Love Sponge, for things that had happened a half a decade previous.
Yeah.
It's just
we shut
stupid.
Down the show.
Yep,
Free Talk Live shut down because it was getting kind of oppressive at the radio station we were buying time from. They wanted to kind of start telling us what we could do. But anyway, so since we're talking about obscenity, which is what the charge was for the Janet Jackson nipple slip or wardrobe malfunction, let me just read for you the definition from the FCC. This is from their frequently asked questions. What makes material obscene? Obscene speech is not protected by the First Amendment. First Amendment. Let's see here. I've got my Bill of Rights security edition always on hand here in the studio. Not that anyone cares what it says anymore, but just, you know, to remind the FCC that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech. So I guess maybe this is constitutional because they didn't make a law prohibiting freedom of speech. It's just the FCC that has decided to prohibit freedom of speech, and they'll hurt you if you don't speak. So there's no law, right? So it's constitutional.
No, he said it's not free speech. So it's another category that they've created. So whatever it is that you're saying is not actually free speech. It's
other an enemy combatant.
That they can regulate enemy combatants.
So it says here that it's not protected by the First Amendment, and broadcasters are prohibited by statute and regulation. See, it's not good enough that they just prohibit you by statute. They are prohibiting you by statute and regulation. You knew there was a difference, right?
No.
They're double-dog-daring you.
Statutes are the rules that the Congress writes. The regulations are the rules the bureaucrats write. So they're saying, we got you both ways, prohibited. But they say here that you're prohibited by statute and regulation from airing obscene programming at any time. According to the U.S. Supreme Court, to be obscene, material must meet a three-pronged test. Number one, an average person. And here we are already into the world of the nebulous, right?
What is an average person?
Has the Supreme Court defined what an average person is? I doubt it.
They'll know it when they see it.
Yeah, exactly. Applying contemporary community standards. An average person applying contemporary community standards. What community are we talking about? Is it the community of radio listeners in general? Because not all radio listeners are listening to one particular radio station, the same radio station. So is it the community of listeners to that radio station? Well, not all the listeners of the same station listen to the same programming on that same station. So is it all the listeners of the radio show that you're talking about? Is it all the listeners of that radio show within a certain hour?
I mean, how much can you slice the term community down? All of those things are communities. Communities are just groups of individuals, right? So is it the community of the people that could possibly receive the radio signal? Or is it the community of everybody that's in the United States political geographic boundary, regardless of whether or not?
Well,
or is it the community?
Since they said the average person, doesn't that mean that they would have to take a poll of all the people that were listening at the time of the offensive statement, and then ask them, and then whatever the average person says, they'll decide. You know, you average it out, right? I mean, an average is math.
Yes.
So you would then have to get half of the people to say, yes, that was offensive.
I don't think they've ever done that.
Of course they wouldn't. That's
I wonder if
anybody's ever heard of.
Right,
How are you going to find out who was listening to the radio?
Sure.
I mean, for God's sake, if it happened in New York City, you'd be on a 50,000-watt AM that's spanning 14 states.
Yeah, but then if you wanted to, Mark, you could say it was, okay, average people within the community at large. So the entire area, the entire geographic area that could receive the radio signal. So you could go out and do random sampling of people in the community, but would you still be getting the average, or would you be getting, you know, how easy is it to even figure out what the average person is? Of course, if a radio station that was fined, or a television station that was fined, decided to challenge them on that basis, the whole average person basis, they'd probably find their license revoked for some technical reason.
Yeah.
Right? So, because these guys will do anything they can to keep their license, which means that if it's a fine, they'll just pay the fine. You know, they'll appeal through whatever administrative channels they can, whatever ways the FCC allows them to appeal. But to appeal based on the actual wording of the FCC's own text, I think that would result in some inspectors coming to their radio station.
It could.
And, yeah.
You just don't know. I mean, maybe.
Well, it's just how they play it. You know, the political guys will use whatever power they can. But there's more. There's more. An average person applying contemporary community standards must find that the material as a whole, so not just the F-bomb in the middle of whatever the context was, but the material as a whole. So does that mean the whole segment, the whole hour, the whole program?
The whole F-bomb. Because just the F isn't offensive.
The whole sentence.
We've been saying F.
So they have to find that the material as a whole appeals to the prurient interest, that is, material having a tendency to excite lustful thoughts.
That's what prurient means.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't say that.
It does say that.
Oh, it does.
Okay,
it actually defines prurient.
It does.
That's great.
You're right. I don't think it used to. And that's number one. That's part of the three-prong test. So we're only through one of three prongs here.
But, you know, what makes something lustful? I mean, I can talk in a lustful manner about things that aren't even, you know,
the supple way the ice cream drips down.
Yeah. Well, it has to appeal to the prurient interest of the average person applying contemporary community standards. That makes sense, right?
The delicious taste of pistachio ice cream.
More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button, and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit ID Stronghold. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Do you have trouble getting through the day? Do you feel tired and worn out, pounding expensive energy drinks? It's a proven fact. Many people do not get the proper daily intake of essential vitamins and nutrients. With the lifestyles we lead, eating fruits and vegetables is sometimes easier said than done. Introducing Choose 4 Health. Choose 4 Health brings you 16 powerful ingredients in one delicious chewable for around 75 cents per day. Each chewable contains a full day's worth of the necessary fruit and vegetable intake you need. Choose 4 Health also contains antioxidants and vitamin B12 to give you that extra boost to curb midday cravings for snacks, energy drinks, and coffee. Call 1-800-210-1922 right now, and you will receive a one-week supply of Choose 4 Health absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-210-1922. That's 1-800-210-1922. Or visit orderchews.com. That's order, C-H-E-W-S.com. Start your healthy lifestyle now.
Robert Beadle's new book, Here's What You Do, was written for anyone who wants to survive the upcoming and ongoing financial storm. Get prepared and go to hereswhatyoudo.net and buy the $6 book. He is also trying to help us by running for Congress to stop the thievery and loss of liberties. Please arm yourself with his guide and go to hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net.
About your retirement portfolio? Is your financial advisor experienced enough to combat rising interest rates, taxes, inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. With 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations, who needs sugar-coated excuses? Get the cold hard facts and a proven investment strategy. For a free introductory copy to the International Forecaster, call 877-479-8178 or go to theinternationalforecaster.com. That's 877-479-8178. 877-479-8178.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up whatever you want. Toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And those features are including the chat room. We've got a lot of people that like to go and chat. It's free, of course. Chat.freetalklive.com. Best time to do it is during the show. That's chat.freetalklive.com. So we're talking about this obscenity rule by the FCC. This is one of those topics that just comes up a year, every year or so on Free Talk Live because it's just so interesting. I mean, people are curious when they hear Free Talk Live talking about so many different issues. And we cover some adult issues on this show. There's no doubt about it. But one of the things that we don't do is we don't pander to the lowest common denominator. This isn't the kind of, you know, morning zoo radio show where we're focusing on titillating and pandering and things like that. And that's not that's because, well, first of all, it doesn't really interest me that much these days. But secondly, it's a good way to stay away from getting the FCC involved in enforcing on your radio show. But people still will ask us from time to time, well, guys, you know, you guys are liberty-oriented people. Why do you care so much about people cursing on your airwaves? And when we're talking about the FCC's rules about obscenity and indecency, cursing doesn't even really come into play unless you're using the F word in a sexual connotation, unless you're using it in a pandering or to the prurient interest kind of manner. And so the answer, of course, is to protect our radio affiliates. I mean, these are people who have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars launching their radio stations and getting their licenses from the FCC. And if we want to stay on their airwaves, we unfortunately have to play by those rules. And you can hear what Free Talk Live is like when we do the occasional extended Internet edition. It's no rules, you know. I mean, whatever we want goes, and we'll say things that normally you would never hear us utter on the radio, usually just because we can.
But it's just so absurd when you actually start looking at the rules for the FCC and or the FCC rules for stations, television, and radio. It really just reveals how insane it must be to run a radio station or TV station in this country. To try to avoid these things can be very difficult.
Yeah, you know, just be scared all the time. That's really what it boils down to.
Look at the effect that it has had on the marketplace. When you look at cable TV or satellite TV, you have a choice of, what, 200 to 600 channels?
Yeah.
Turn on your local TV without those private networks, essentially, and look at how many broadcasters you have. Maybe it's a handful.
In New Hampshire, it's one, I think.
Yeah, in the Channel Dallas 9. Market, I think we had maybe 10, 12 different stations to pick from.
And that's a lot. That's a big market.
Yeah, all of these rules and regulations are actually killing broadcast TV. They're killing radio. And, you know, you just need to look at what's out there today and what the people who are able to get around those regulations are able to do.
Well, I want to try to make it through this definition of what is obscene, just to give you some idea of what station people, radio station people have to deal with, or television, especially TV. Because this specifically has to do with sexual things, and, well, there's obviously more you can show than what you can talk about in this particular area. But nonetheless, it says here that to be obscene, material must meet a three-pronged test. Number one, an average person applying contemporary community standards must find the material as a whole appeals to the prurient interest. And we already dissected that and talked about how nebulous it is. But parts two and three. Part two, the material must depict or describe in a patently offensive way sexual conduct specifically defined by applicable law. The material must depict or describe in a patently offensive way. Patently offensive. I guess again, they're talking about offending the average person, applying contemporary community standards, whatever that means.
I don't know.
Number three, the material, this is the third and final prong, the material taken as a whole must lack serious literary, artistic, political, or scientific value. The Supreme Court has indicated that this test is designed to cover hardcore pornography. So there you go.
So it can't be literature or science that you're talking about here. It's very weird.
It is very weird. And then if you want to talk
who's to decide what literature is? This is once again, you're getting into this...
men in robes.
This arena of what is art. And you know how much mileage Rush Limbaugh got out of that piss Christ thing, art that went on.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely agree that public money shouldn't have been spent on it. But... is it art? I'm not the one to say. I don't know. You know what art is? Art is what art connoisseurs are willing to spend money on. That's what art is.
So obscene speech is banned at all times on television and radio, but indecent speech is allowed between 10 p.m. and 6 a.m. So let's talk about what indecent speech is, because this is really something that we have to be concerned with on the radio. Indecent speech, contains sexual or excretory material that does not rise to the level of obscenity. For this reason, the courts have held that indecent material is protected by the First Amendment and can't be banned entirely. It may, however, be restricted to avoid its broadcast during times of the day when there's a reasonable risk that children may be in the audience. So again, the children are, of course, always the reason for infringements upon your liberties. Oh my, the children that are saying all kinds of things on the playground, we can't have them hear those same words on the television.
Yeah, I was walking in front of a couple of kids today, the guy, they got the big baggy pants and the hat that's cocked to the side.
Yeah.
And my God, every word that was coming out of their mouth was the S-bomb.
Sure.
I'm like, geez, I was offended.
Yeah, but I can't say I was much different at their age.
No, I'm not. I can't say so either. But it's, so you're trying to protect the kids that are actually the offensive ones.
I can tell you they're not picking those up on the radio. They're not picking those words up on the radio or television. No. At least broadcast television. So it says, for this reason, the courts have held indecent materials protected, and it can be restricted. The FCC has determined, with the approval of the courts, that there is a reasonable risk that children will be in the audience from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. local time. Therefore, the FCC prohibits station licensees from broadcasting indecent material during that period. Material is indecent if, in context, it depicts or describes sexual or excretory organs or activities in terms patently offensive as measured by contemporary community standards for the broadcast medium. Now, in this one, it doesn't say you have to be the average person. Just contemporary community standards, which again is, I think, nebulous so much you can drive a train through it. In each case, the FCC must determine whether the material describes or depicts sexual or excretory organs or activities, and if so, whether the material is patently offensive. In our assessment of whether material is patently offensive, context is critical. The FCC looks at three primary factors when analyzing broadcast material. Number one, whether the description or depiction is explicit or graphic. So you can talk about anal sex, but you can't get detailed.
Can't be explicit.
Yeah. You don't want to talk about the different methods at which you could engage in such an activity. So we can talk about sexual activity on this show. We can talk about the adult world, but we just can't get real graphic about exactly how the parts fit together and what goes where. Does that make sense?
I guess it does.
That's my understanding of this. Now, of course, my interpretation doesn't really matter too much compared to what the Supreme Court's interpretation or the FCC's interpretation are, but nonetheless, these are the kind of the rules that we play by in order to help our stations feel okay about what they're hearing. Number two, whether the material dwells on or repeats at length descriptions or depictions of sexual or excretory organs. So, are you doing an entire segment about urination? Or, and you know, in the very detailed things about that particular topic? Or did you just touch on it briefly during a longer discussion about something else? Are you dwelling on it? You know, there's a certain F-word skit out there where they use the F-word in so many different ways. That would be dwelling on the F-word.
Yeah, sure would.
That would be an example of that. Number three, whether the material appears to pander or is used to titillate or shock. No single factor is determinative. The FCC weighs and balances these three factors because each case presents its own mix of these and possibly other factors. And, you know, they're acting as though they're so diligent about this particular process. I should point out that most of the complaints that come into the FCC are coming from the Parents Television Council. They are submitting, I think, 98 point something percent of the complaints on a given yearly basis. And most of the people that are submitting these complaints never actually heard the original broadcast in question. It's just that an email goes out to a list of busybodies, and then all the busybodies respond, and as a result, stations have to deal with this crap. So I hope that helps you understand a little bit more about what they're trying to do. It sure is confusing, isn't it? More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. Only moments remain. Enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Sam.
And Mark.
Inviting you to our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy all the features there. They are free. That's freetalklive.com. Also, don't forget to visit Sam on his site, obscuredtruth.com. Enjoy his videos. You can watch them all free at obscuredtruth.com. We go to an average guy in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live, an average guy.
Hey, guys. I just wanted to call up and say how some of those rules are, you know, very hard for you to even comply to. It being, A, you're a talk show, so, you know, even though you may have a call screen, there's really no way for you to know what your caller goes into, so that makes it doubly hard for you to hear. You don't want to put it.
Well, that's why we have the magic of the dump box. So we have that technology has solved that particular problem. Thank goodness.
Plus, it says that during the time zone of the local time zone, which you're broadcast over multiple time zones, being your nationwide radio show, so who's to say what hours a child could be listening, you know?
Sure, sure. If we were doing a late night show, the FCC does supposedly allows indecency after 10 p.m. We are obviously starting our show at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern time. But if we did a 10 o'clock show, if we had any radio affiliates in the central time zone, we'd already be disqualified from doing indecent content. So that's a pain.
If you've ever watched the Cartoon Network, about 2 in the morning, if a 5-year-old wakes up, the content on there in the middle of the night, I can just see the stuff, you know, repeated. You know, some of the late night adult cartoon, Adult Swim, or whatever some of that weird stuff is. But, you know, that stuff is even a cartoon channel for kids, and it switches in the middle of the night. So that's way more likely for a child to do than a radio show. But I just think it's, you know, definitely going to be hard for you to, I guess, as long as you don't dwell on a subject, so you can, you know, quickly, I don't know what's taboo and what's not, so it's scary to even, you know, if your caller brings up something.
And the FCC is so decrepit, it's so old and ancient, and, you know, it's so slow.
Like Radio Shack, you know,
well, it's
Radio
so behind
Shack
the
turned into.
Well, I mean, it's so behind the times. What I wanted to say was that, obviously, kids today have so many different ways to access information that wouldn't have been the case in 1950. Now, if they want to go and see boobies, they can go on the Internet and see all kinds of things, things that you'd never even get to see on pay-per-view in the 1990s.
The suggestion is that somehow radios are so much easier to get than computers with Internet access.
That
and I don't know that that's
water.
Even true.
No.
I mean, at this point,
I don't
radio.
I have a radio. It's on my car. But
right.
I don't
most
own.
People's radios are in their cars, so their kids have to get the keys to the car. I mean, how much easier is it for them to get a hold of the computer and log on?
Exactly.
Right. You know. Anyway, I just wanted to say, you know, keep up the good work, but
thanks
definitely, government regulation makes it tough. So.
Appreciate it. Thank you for the call, sir. 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But in order for the FCC to acknowledge that the Internet exists and is, I mean, yes, they are involved in more than just regulating broadcasts, but in order for them to come to that conclusion, it would mean they would have to lessen the control. Because if they came to the conclusion, I suppose they could come to the conclusion that they need more control over the Internet, and that may be coming down the line. But the other choice would be to say, okay, we admit it. It's the 21st century. We know that kids can go online, type in porn or boobs or whatever, and find all kinds of whatever it is they're looking for. Profanity is all over the place. YouTube, you name it, it's not hard to find these things. Indecent, obscene, profane content, that is out there in a massive way on the Internet, and it's all free for the taking, most of it. So the FCC could make that acknowledgement and say, you know, considering that it's the 21st century and all these things are available at the touch of a button, we've decided to back off on our policy and just allow the stations and advertisers and listeners to make a decision about what they want to hear. Because the fact is, if the FCC backed down and decided to no longer enforce content provisions, you still wouldn't hear the F-bomb on every morning show. Because not every morning show wants to have that kind of show on their station.
No.
Sure, the Howard Sterns and the Bubba the Love Sponges would still be doing their TNA content, and they'd be able to actually say the exact words they're trying to say.
Which might very well make them less interesting. Because I think to some extent some people listen to see how close are they going to push it.
Push the envelope,
and
sure.
And then at that point, it's just not interesting anymore.
Kid Craddock broadcasts a morning show out of Dallas, and it's one of the nation's top syndicated national morning shows. And they make it a point to produce a family show that the kids can listen to in the car.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, they don't even say the word sex. They say doing the laundry. So, you know, there are shows out there that will pander to families with kids in the car for moms that are taking their kids to school that
you
don't want to have to answer the tough questions.
Look at the John Tesh show and who's Delilah at night. I mean, these are some really, really popular shows that get really good ad dollars.
A lot more stations than we are, I'll tell you that.
Absolutely. So if you want to look at shows that bring in money, and you can't put that. They wouldn't even go on the same stations that would have morning shows like that. So,
So the market can handle all of
absolutely.
These things.
I don't want to hear that crap on my radio station. You know me. I'm a soft AC guy when I listen to the music. I don't want to hear. I don't want that on my music. I like the John Tesh show. I want intelligence for my life. Thank you.
But, you know, it's no different than any other government solution that they offer. The answer really lies in them giving up control and allowing the market to step in and figure out how to provide the service in a way that the community is going to accept that going to object to.
It totally would. And your point tonight, Mark, I've never heard it before, but it's so brilliant. Where you said that in order for a kid to hear the radio, most of them are going to have to get mom's keys to the car. Most kids, when they're hearing the radio, are hearing it with mom and dad. Somebody is driving them somewhere. Grandma's driving them to the soccer game or something like that. That's when kids are hearing radio these days. Otherwise, they got the MP3 player in their ears, and they're probably listening to, you know, gangster rap or something like that, uncensored.
Not to mention that a lot of the kids' toys now are Wi-Fi enabled, and you can go into just about any store or a lot of places that offer these free Wi-Fi hotspots and bring up whatever kind of content you want. Parents don't know what their kids are looking at. They're not as technically savvy as the kids are these days.
But and you were also, and Sam, your point was also right about how the FCC is strangling the broadcast medium.
Yep.
They won't back off. They won't back down because governments don't operate in that manner. But it's the only real way to save broadcasting is for the FCC to leave them alone and finally let them compete in the marketplace without having all these strictures placed on them.
Yeah, and it's actually one of the FCC commissioners who took that position and makes that claim that, look, we're killing broadcast TV.
When was this?
This was a few years ago.
Okay, he's probably gone now.
Yeah, they got rid of him. It was back when they were, they had the largest response when they were going to relax the monopoly rules, how many stations you could own in a certain market.
Boy, that was 1996.
One of those guys came out and said, you know, look, it's these regulations that are killing broadcast TV, and if we keep going down this road, you're going to have no choice, essentially.
Pretty much, and that's that's the way it is, right? I mean, that's what the FCC is going to do until they've squeezed the last drop.
Just off.
Yes. Until they've squeezed the last drop of blood from the industry.
Yep.
They won't stop until they've managed to just completely tap out the entire business. Now, is that going to happen in the next 10 years? I don't know. Some people are predicting the downfall of radio. It's still got a lot of life in it. I mean, radio reaches 90-plus percent of every American out there, from what I understand. So the penetration on radio is greater than any other medium out there. News, print, television combined, I think it still can't quite reach.
There's
radio.
100 million people, at least, in this country that don't have Internet access, that don't use a computer.
But they're riding on borrowed time.
They are. Yeah, and the less relevant that they make themselves to the average individual, the shorter their time is going to be. The content is going to get delivered in one manner or another. Radio can choose to deliver that content or not choose to deliver that content. It's up to them. But really, the only way that that content's going to get delivered is by competition. And what radio is doing is allowing the FCC to limit the competition that they have inside of the radio spectrum, right, on the radio dial. But that's not stopping the competition from delivering their message to their audience.
There's 100,000 podcasts out there that people can choose from today.
Right. People radio station owners and program directors and the people that make these decisions, they don't even realize that there's a whole generation of people out there that don't want to hear what's on the radio. They don't care about your Democrat Republican paradigm that's being shoved through talk radio.
Or your music jukebox with the songs they don't want to hear.
If there were no FCC regulations in existence, how many of those 100,000 podcasters would actually set up their own little transmitter and
broadcast
create
their local
that
area?
Diversity?
Absolutely. And that's where the problem comes in, because the FCC is restricting the marketplace is why everyone has valid complaints about radio. There are too many commercials. They don't like the music. They don't like, what's out there. Julia can't stand what she hears on the radio. Where is her electronic music station? It's not out there. In 99.9% of markets, there is no such thing. But in the absence of government restrictions, anybody who had the spare cash and would only take a couple grand could put their own music box on the radio. Anyway, we're done for tonight. We'll see you tomorrow night online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color-free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.